Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But I want to encourage you, you know, our desire and our goal is to be able to bring light. And as a matter of fact, Isaiah talks about it. He talks about it. The prophet Isaiah talks about, arise, shine, for your light has come. And quite often, you know, that we can walk outside that light because, you know, darkness covers the earth is what he talks about. And thick darkness covers folks, covers people.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, God sent light. That's Jesus. And then Jesus gave those who wanted the light, the light. And then he tells us what to go be the light of the world. And what we want to do is bring light, a light conversation to the midst of, is there a taking this journey
right.
of doing everything you thought you'd never do, saying everything you thought you'd say, and then all of a sudden you'll just fall on your face and you'll look up and you go, oh. And it's true, you know, because I'm not going to go, you know, King James says gross darkness, but it's just darkness. A blanket of darkness covers the earth. That's what happened with the fall of man.
Mm-hmm.
And thick darkness covers the folks, all of us. But all of a sudden, when we walk in the light, when God, the light of God comes inside of us, then we can see. Our minds are blinded when we're not a believer by the darkness, by the God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, we know the truth. We follow the truth, the light. He says, those who follow my teachings, follow my light. The light is his word. You know, it's all the same.
Mm-hmm.
He says, then you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. I mean, it's a flashlight, bro. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a flashlight.
Right.
You're trying to find your way, stumble around, you know, trying to figure out how to get around and stuff, and you're in a darkness. You're just in the darkness. And we don't want to talk about what percentage of us in the darkness, because it's like 97%.
Dark is dark, yeah.
And so but the thing is that's what VFN Radio is about, and VFN TV is about talking to you about, hey, I know it's always been, it's not new darkness, it's just the absence of you and me being the light. So the continual sowing of the light, if you would, the continual conversation that we're having 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but also on WHBR,
right.
Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Join us on WHBR. You can find out more at VFNTV.com, where you can see us broadcast from the VFN Radio, VFN TV studios. It's important. Don't underestimate the power of a conversation that's light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, because he said, go be the light of the world. The reason why he said, go be the light of the world,
mm-hmm.
is because it's in gross darkness. It's in thick darkness. It's covered in darkness since the fall of man. This is not new darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Read back, Noah. The whole earth was destroyed because of darkness. But he does say this, you know, well, flooded. And but he did say that, you know, he found eight righteous. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Eight willing to follow him. And people say, well, I can't believe that. And he says, you know what? He says, it's going to be the same as the days of Noah when the Lord returns. The same as the days of Noah. Think about that. It's powerful.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you for letting us know in advance. It matters what we think, and it matters what's on our heart, and it matters that we're talking about the light. It matters that we're living in the light, and we're following the light. That light is Jesus Christ, and that light is the life of man. If you have not yet made the light, if you have not yet begun to open up your heart to the enlightenment, that's what it means. You're in light. The light is enlightening you now to see, oh my, I understand what it's all about. God's the creator of the universe. He loves us. We were in the garden. We fell to temptation. When one man fell, we all fell. He walked with men, as you see and you study about in the Old Testament, but he had to separate himself from men because his very presence is light. And as you saw what happened with Saul when he saw the light on the road to Damascus, it's not going to be good when his presence shows up. But what he did was he covered himself in a pillar of a cloud by day and fire by night and a lot of glory. And you couldn't see him. But now, because of the light came into the world, now that Jesus Christ was born, the light was born. He left the splendors of heaven and all of the light of heaven and came down in all this gross, thick, blanketed earth darkness. And he was the only carrier. Think about it. I mean, I can see this. I mean, I could see somebody putting together a real good, Kirk Cameron type, media movie that just says, he's the carrier.
Right.
He's the carrier, but you can get the light. You can get the light, And what he does, he begins to be the only person with the light. And he says, all the nations, Isaiah says, all the nations will come to your light. And so what happened was immediately, and he says, even kings will come. And the Magi came, remember? Immediately God drew the kings, and the kings came, and they laid down offerings before the light. Frankincense, myrrh, right? Gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so exactly what was going on. You say, well, that's Jesus. But then Jesus went to go be with the Father at the right hand of the Father, right? Death, burial, and resurrection. He paid the price for why? So we can be carriers of the light. So we don't have to walk around in darkness. And we could offer this same light to someone else. He says, everywhere you go, preach the kingdom of light. Let them know they don't have to walk around in darkness anymore. Let them know that there's hope. That there's thick darkness, and there is no unique darkness. It's in all of us to do anything. So quit thinking that your sin that sends you to hell is more righteous than someone else's sin that sends them to the same hell. That's crazy. That's religious. That'll bust hell wide open. Y'all both get up in hell going like, what the? Are you doing here? You know what I'm saying? Right. Understand this. It is all of us that need Jesus Christ. No man is righteous. Not even one. I like what Debbie did. Debbie is the minister of the VFN Dream Center, and she's ministering beautifully, as always, to the children. And she's explaining that all of our righteousness is like filthy rags. And so she's given a pitcher analogy. So what she did was she took a picture of Pat and put it on her head. She took a picture of me and put it on her head. Now, she took a dirty rag. I mean, really, it must have been really, really dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, she said it was really, really dirty, but the reaction of the kids as she describes it was, oh.
Yeah.
And so she's sitting here with this dirty rag, which represents everything that we've ever done that's good, which is that's how bad it is. And so don't take pride in what you did. Just be grateful that God allowed you to participate in what he's doing on the face of the earth, right? We're like a player in the part of this huge theater. It's God's allowing us to have a line, one line, and a short vapor of a line. And she prayed, and she says, accepting Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior in front of the kids and showing how it works. And all of a sudden she just pulls that dirty rag off of her head and she puts a clean rag on. That's just so
perfect.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I get so ministered to by hearing how she ministers to the children.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Isaiah is so blessed, up in Jersey that had so much poured into him from her ability to teach. It's exciting to see the good news. The good news is that, it's dark, but we're not supposed to, we're not here to yell at darkness. We're here to apologize for blaming folk for our own sin. That's what's so crazy. When you realize that the whole earth's covered in darkness, thick darkness covers all men. It's only Jesus Christ that's the light of the world. He came into the world to bear witness in that life is the light of men. And so we have to receive the light, which we receive Jesus. It's not our own personal branded you know, logo on the side of our own person. It's the Jesus light. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And then that light begins to grow as we get more into the light, which is called discipleship. Go figure. You know, he says, those who follow the light, those who follow my teachings are really
my disciple.
Mm-hmm. Then they'll know the truth. You know why you know the truth? Because you can see the truth. You couldn't see the truth when it was dark. You know, I know I'm not giving you a rundown of today's program, but I just want to just tell you, encourage you right up front that we are carriers of the light. That's what we're supposed to do. So, yeah, it's dark, but the reason why it's dark is because we're dark. It's time for us, the church, to go out and let people know that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. Hmm. Yeah, the good news is this, that you can be forgiven and God, you can lay it all down at the cross. And though men will remind you, they will remind you, especially with YouTubes and all that kind of stuff and blogging. It's like, oh my goodness, I know, but that was BC. I just thank God that there wasn't that much ability to capture life in the BC. But I refuse to say that that would not have been my life because, it just wasn't videoed, man as much as the fact that it was videoed by God.
Yeah, he saw it.
He wrote down everything, every single thing. By the way, and everything you ever done, every word you ever spoke, that will be judged by that. That's why we run to the cross and go, Jesus, forgive me, blot out my sins, get rid of the book of remembrance and that, and just remember the good things after I made you the Lord of my life and then I repented from my sin, which happened, you know, after I got saved too.
Right.
It's like T.D. Jakes said, I've done some things before I got saved. I've done some things after I got saved. Forget about Satan. Dear God, help me from me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or was that you, Pat? I can't remember who that was.
It was me too.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program, just that you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFM radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in your area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.